Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Before we start, what's the etiquette of pissing in a Lucozade bottle on the M6 tunnel?
I'm sorry?
Oh shit, I've left that bottle in the car still as well. That's a...
Oh my god.
Welcome along to Help I Sexted My Boss. Helpful advice for the daily struggles of modern life. Well, most of the time. Just so you know, you may find the conversations in this podcast a little bit offensive. If that's you, go and listen to something boring.
Hello and welcome to a special edition of Help I Sexted My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life, aiming to answer your 21st century questions and finding solutions to everyday dilemmas, like what do you do on your first day as a queen? Does that mean royalty queen?
I believe so.
Or how do you recover if you've thrown up into a crown? And of course, what should you do if you've sexted your boss? But we're not your usual agony aunts, are we, William Hanson? And we're not in our usual location.
No, we're not in our executive studio based in the Greater Manchester area. We are instead at my house.
Your humble abode.
Yes, we're in my end, London. And do you feel a million miles away from Burnley?
I do, actually. This is quite a step away.
Well, so you've already sort of knocked your head on one of the chandeliers.
He's got two bathrooms as well, which in London for means you're doing all right.
Well, in Manchester, I had three, but you see, one has to downsize when one moves to London.
You've downgraded as well. I've noticed your Billy bookcase over there from IKEA. We're in William's kitchen now. His kitchen table, which is lovely. There's a picture there.
Yes.
And I have no idea who that is that's smiling.
In the silver frame.
Is it actual proper silver?
Yes, that is actually, that's solid silver.
It looks it. Is it? Right. It looks like a young Margaret Thatcher.
Right. Describe what you see. Describe it for the listeners.
She's wearing a crown.
A tiara.
So it's a tiara.
Yeah.
She's got diamond earrings.
Yes.
A pearl necklace.
She doesn't actually have a pearl necklace.
Does she not? Sorry. I just wanted to say pearl necklace. I think it's either a young Queen Mother, a young Maggie Thatcher, or her that were married to Ronald Reagan.
Nancy.
Yeah.
You're wrong, wrong, and wrong.
Tell us who it is.
That's Princess Margaret.
Oh, I've met Princess Margaret.
Have you?
Yeah.
When?
Have I never told you? At my brother's pass-out parade in Harrogate.
When was this?
It would have been... 2011, 12?
Really?
Yeah,
interesting. She died in 2002.
Oh. Well, it was... Is that not... Is that not her daughter, the Queen's daughter?
No, that's the Queen's sister.
I'm thinking of Anne.
You're thinking of
I'm thinking of Anne.
The Princess Royal.
Princess Royal. She was the one that was at my brother's pass out in Harrogate.
Any other dead royals that were there? Queen Mary, Queen Elizabeth.
Yeah. He was handing out the medals.
Someone called William. Playing conkers.
Shall we crack on and get a gin and a bonnet?
Oh, yes, I need one. Actually, it's the first time we are actually going to do this properly. We've actually got proper glasses.
So we're in William's house.
I've got proper tongs for the ice. Now, do you want a single or a double?
Oh, a double. Whilst William's pouring the Debonair, that gin and Debonair, a G&D, has really taken off at the moment. Everybody that's been listening to the podcast, all they've been going on about
is Gin and Debonair, which is fantastic.
Yeah, the actual bit where you and I chat, I don't think they're that interested in, but the alcohol bit they seem to really like.
And on a side note, thank you for all your tweets and messages we've been getting. We didn't expect to get such a good response from the podcast, so I really do appreciate it. But we love the fact that people are sending us pictures going, yeah, we're just in the garden having a Gin and Debonair, which is fantastic.
It is fantastic.
What are these here? Figs. Not figs.
Figs?
Flumps. Not flumps. What are they?
They're Madeleines.
Madeleines. I've brought a couple of things for us.
Right. Okay. Good.
I bought some hobnobs. I got hungry on the tube and they're starting to melt, so producer Ben...
You brought something for us to eat and then you've started it?
Yeah, because I was hungry on the tube.
Thanks very much.
And before we make a toast...
Oh, yes.
So I've brought some hobnobs, like I said before.
Thanks.
And we mentioned this a couple of episodes ago, it might have been last week, Billy Bear meat. Yeah.
Oh, no, you haven't.
Now, the reason why I love Billy Bear meat...
It's your favourite website.
However, I'm not even joking. I've been all around North London looking for Billy Bear meat. I can't find it anywhere.
No, well, I don't think we have it in the South.
Well, I've managed to find some in Lidl. Now, with it being Lidl, it's a knockoff, so it's Barry Bear meat. it's actually called Teddy Bear Ham. So it's the same thing. So do you want
it
to try some...
Overprocessed and absolutely ghastly.
So that's a picture of Billy there with his little smiley face. Producer Ben, you've had Billy Bear meat before, haven't you? Do you want to try some now?
I'll try some now, because, and then I'll use the Gin and Debonair to...
Put it in a butty or something?
Have you brought a cracker to put it on or a bit of... Oh, my God, it's very thin.
It's very whiffy. It's a bit. I've been on tube with it, so.
Good. I'll probably get Campylobacter from eating this. So that's
fabulous.
I
don't know what that is, but you'll be fine. I'll have a slice.
Oh my
as well.
God! It just actually looks like rubber.
It's right. Go on, put it in your mouth. Right. That on your butties.
Oh. Mm. Jordan, that's vile. Please put that in the fridge because I'm really worried that we're all going to die.
Mmm. Got some, Ben. Mmm.
Sorry, I'm skipping the toast. I need
no flavour enhancers, no artificial colours, no artificial flavours.
I'm going to make a suggestion
great
for
taste.
Them that they put a flavour enhancer
in it.
Do you
want to put that in the fridge?
I'm putting that in the fridge.
Okay, and then we'll get cracking. You're not impressed with a Billy Bear meat? Do you want an hobnob?
Maybe in a moment.
Okay, right. Who should we toast to?
I think this is a royal wedding spesh. I feel we should toast to Harry and Meghan.
Harry and Meghan.
Harry and Meghan.
I can't tell you how much I love that.
It's nice, isn't it? And now, we're having this with a slice of orange.
Oh.
So, dear listener, I have talked before about a slice of lemon, but it was suggested to me by my friend Stephen that if you put a slice of orange in instead of lemon, it gives it a slightly sweet edge. Now, I have a sweet tooth, so that appeals to me more. Lemon is fine if you prefer a slightly more bitter...
Who suggested that?
Sorry?
That was really rude. Who suggested that?
My friend Stephen.
Stephen, we're bigging you up on the podcast today because that's really nice. Let me finish this off now.
Don't mind us.
Right, let's crack on. So today's podcast is all about all things royal wedding. I believe you've been very busy these past couple of weeks being an etiquette expert with a royal wedding.
Yes, I've been quite busy. Well, look, you know, there's not going to be another one of note until George gets married, so...
Really?
Well, I mean, there's Prince's Eugen is later this year.
No one's bothered. Is he the one that's going out with a rugby guy?
No, he's a nightclub manager or something like that.
Oh, God, how common.
Jack.
Lava Ignite in Preston, is it?
Yes, possibly. But, you know, that's not going to get quite the coverage. So, you know, we are... We're enjoying it. Life is very busy at the moment. I was busy with some Canadians this morning.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
What doing there?
Just talking to them about the wedding.
Right.
That's basically my life up until the 19th of May.
Right. Yeah, you've been very busy with it, haven't you?
And now, are you excited?
No,
I'm
not excited. Right, first question for you. I've got loads of questions to ask you about the royal wedding. First question, why aren't we getting a day off? If we was having a day off, if we was having a bank holiday weekend, I'd be well up for it.
Well, it's happening in May, and we've already got two bank holidays in May.
Yeah, so...
That's reason number one.
We work longer hours than anyone else in Europe, but what's the extra weekend?
I don't think that's true.
Right, okay, anyway, go on.
And also, Prince Harry is now sixth in line to the throne, and if I'm being totally honest, and I'm sorry, Prince Harry, if you're listening, he doesn't matter.
Is that why it is? Really?
If it were, this wedding is lovely. It's a really happy day. It's a lovely, happy news story, and by gosh, it's refreshing to have one of those. But he's sixth in line to the throne. He's not second in line to the throne. And so it's on a Saturday.
So that's what it is. So basically, if he was like second in line to a throne, it would be a bit bigger.
Well, absolutely. Look what happened in 2011. We got a day off.
Yeah, we
did. Oh, well, some of you did.
Oh, God. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Sorry, Mr. Etiquette Expert there. Yeah, I remember that.
I'm going to be controversial here, Jordan. I actually think all bank holidays should be scrapped.
What? Why?
Because I think we're in a recession until we actually sort of start.
Oh, my God. Sorry, spot the Tory in the room.
I think we should get on and work.
What?
The amount of money that we lose on every time we have a day off.
What's wrong with a day off every night? We're not even going into this. We've just had a lovely
bank
holiday.
You've got two a
weekend.
Week.
Oh, for God's sake.
God. Just my view.
You'd bring back the workhouses if you had it your way, I bet. What do you think of Meghan Merkel? What's her name?
Markle. We've had this before.
I did that to wind you up. Yeah. What do you think of Meghan? Do you think she'll be a good royal?
Yes, I do think she'll be a good member of the royal family. I think, you know, she's cut from a different cloth to previous brides that have married in.
The fact that, because she's American and been married before.
The married before thing isn't an issue. And I'm come to terms with the American thing. It's fine. You know, she seems to love Harry, so that's all that matters.
Will they do the balcony thing?
Well, no, because they're in Windsor.
Oh, so they won't go up to the balcony and wave?
Nope.
Will they have a night do, like normal people? So, you know, like,
well, they're having an evening reception.
Yeah, will they have an evening reception? So, you know, like, they're keeping it quite low scale.
Yeah.
Will they have, like, mates and stuff and people, like the Obamas, come to the night do? Like how you
Well, the Obamas aren't coming.
Yeah, but they come into the night do?
No.
Right, okay.
They're having an evening reception for a smaller number of guests.
Mm-hmm. Do you think they've booked it on the same day as the FA Cup final on purpose?
I think no. I think that's probably, you know, Prince William, who is president of the FA Football Association. And I think Prince Harry is pretty keen on football as well. But, you know, your wedding day does trump any sort of knockabout game with a leather ball.
Okay, final question. Do you reckon William's had a stag do?
Yes.
Sorry, Harry.
Yeah, yes, probably.
Do you reckon he's gone, like, Vegas again? Or?
I think Vegas might have slightly bad memories for Prince Harry.
Do you like Harry? I'm getting a... Because no. Harry's my favourite royal. Like, I love Harry.
Margaret, your friend.
No, she's brown bread, isn't she, as we found out. I would love to go out on the sesh with Harry. Like, a full weekend of it. Bosch beers. Go on the ruggers.
My dishwasher's Bosch.
Is it? Where is it?
Oh, it's hidden. It's just there.
Oh, is it one of them?
I know. Hidden, how middle class.
Anyway, Bosch, I'd like to go out with Prince Harry.
Would you
want help with something on this podcast, you know what to do. You can tweet us at SextedMyBoss. You can send your tales of trepidation to help at SextedMyBoss.com. Did I say it right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes! Or you can write to William, who promises a handwritten reply in his letterhead of paper. The address is on the website, SextedMyBoss.com. And now it's that time. We'd hear from you. But you're not invited to the royal wedding, so producer Ben has been hard at work thinking about what honourable guests would be worrying about in the days before the big day. We cannot be held responsible for the nature of the following conversations, tongue-in-cheek. Oh, that was I not meant to read.
You will read anything that's put in front of you.
Was I not meant to read that?
No.
Well, why have you put it next to it?
Again, I've said it before, why do we give Jordan the reedy bits?
Because I'm... Sorry, Ben.
Would you like me to read a question?
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Okay, this is from Teresa in Westminster.
Okay.
If one hasn't been invited to a royal wedding, but one feels as though one should have been invited, do you think one who is a high-profile person would be able to gatecrash the wedding?
Good question. Is it
now,
ever okay to
Yeah, this is because Theresa May, as the Prime Minister of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, has not been invited. Indeed, no politicians or world leaders have been invited. I think that's a bit of a mistake because I personally feel, I get why they don't want to invite world leaders, because it sort of gets them out of the Donald Trump issue. Meghan has been on the record pre-engagement as saying she doesn't like Donald Trump,
yeah.
Who hasn't. So, okay, but it's a British event, it's the British royal family. Theresa May, whether you like her or not, she's the Prime Minister. The Prime Minister represents Her Majesty and Her Majesty's government, and I feel that she should be there.
Yeah, do you know what? I actually kind of agree with you there. But then again, part of me thinks, well, shouldn't he be impartial? Because the royal family's got to be impartial. Are you
Sorry.
Pissed? Have you just chipped that?
No, I haven't chipped that. I went to go and put my glass down and missed.
I kind of think Theresa May should be there. But then again, they've got to be impartial as a royal family, haven't they?
Well, yes. So, again, if you invite Theresa May, then do you invite Jeremy Corbyn and whoever at the moment is leading the Liberal Democrats, etc.? So, yeah.
Vince Cable.
Yes, him. Thank you. I forgot. Gosh, there have been so many. So it's hard. I get it from that point of view, but I still think the Prime Minister should be there representing the government.
Okay.
I think Theresa is, to use the vernacular, taking one for the team. And there's a follow-up question here.
Okay.
Gatecrashing is never good at any event.
Yeah.
If you haven't been invited, you haven't been invited. But the question here is, if one is advised not to gatecrash, what should one do at home? Is one allowed to get smashed playing one's drinking games? Well, look, in the privacy of your own home, do what you like.
Oh, I tell you what, that reminds me. If you're listening to this, do tweet us some drinking games at the royal wedding, because it's going to be boring to watch it. Is it on telly?
Yes, of course, it's on television.
Right, okay, so yeah, it'd be good, because there'll be like drinking games like every time they say this, so tweet us if you know any, because that'll be a good way to do it.
Can I just say, I'm working on that day, I'm not playing drinking games.
I will be doing... Hang on. What time, is it on before or after the FA Cup final?
12 o'clock.
Is the wedding?
Yes.
FA Cup final's 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
At Wembley, which is, if you go out onto William's very nice balcony...
Again, now I've moved, are you going to give out my address again?
Well, no, I'm not...
Give out the address of the new house.
If you look outside, you see Wembley, and I went, oh, as if you live right next to Wembley.
I mean, it's in the distance. I want to make that perfectly clear.
You can see Wembley from his balcony, and he went, oh, I wondered what that is. It's like, as if he didn't know what bloody Wembley
I thought it was a convention centre.
Next question.
Right.
I'll pour us a gin in the bonnet whilst you're doing that. Go on, read it out. I'm listening.
Just get it all over the envelopes. It's fine.
Get it over my moleskin pad. 20 quid.
Do you know, it's not pronounced moleskin. It's meleskine.
Shut up.
This is from someone called Kayan in LA. Sorry, Kanye in LA. I'm a huge Suits fan. Did you just spit on the microphone? You spat your Madeline on the microphone. Swallow.
Producer Ben's walked out. Do you know who Kanye West is?
Hmm?
Do you know... It's like being...
It's a service station on the M5, isn't it?
Kanye West isn't a service station. He's a famous rapper.
Okay, I'm a huge Suits fan and I love Meghan's character on the show. Will I get a chance to congratulate Meghan on her wonderful work? Am I allowed to shake Harry's hand? Do I kiss Princess Meghan on the cheek? Well, for a start, Princess Meghan, she is not going to be a princess.
I was going to ask you about that. Okay, what's her official title going to be? She's not going to be Princess Meghan?
No. Technically, her title will be Princess Henry.
Oh.
But you're not going to call her that. Like Princess Diana, for example, was also wrong. She was Princess Charles.
Was she? She was the Princess of Wales, though.
Well, she was the Princess of Wales, but she was not Princess Diana because she was not a princess in her own right.
That seems very medieval.
Well, yeah, but
your husband's
name. It's correct.
I don't think it's very 2018.
No, we'll probably know on the wedding day itself unless they announce it beforehand, but if we look at William and Catherine's wedding, it was announced on the day, a few hours before. They became the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, as we now know. Probably they'll be the Duke and Duchess of Sussex.
Sussex.
Possibly the Duke and Duchess of Clarence and Avondale, but I doubt that one will be accepted because the last Duke of Clarence and Avondale, about 100 years ago, was a homosexual and also suspected to be Jack the Ripper. So I think it's unlikely.
Wow.
That they'll bring that one back.
But say they do become Duke and Duchess of Sussex. What does that mean? Like, do you get in places for free? Can they drink in any pub in Sussex for free?
It is just a title. I mean, you get a duchy, which is a sort of a pot of money, a section of land attached to that title.
Ah.
But really, in the grand scheme of things, that doesn't actually mean anything.
Is that not a breed of dog? A duchy?
No.
So, like, they'll get an house and a big pot of money?
Well, if we want to boil it down into Burnley terms, yes. Well, thank you for that question, Kanye.
Kanye.
K.M.
Right,
Pepper.
Okay, so they get a big pot of money and house. Next question.
Question number three.
Most people get a toaster and an IKEA voucher.
This is from Beatrice in Kensington. I often find myself in trouble with my hat selection, so can I get away with a spare fascinator instead? Now, do you think this is Princess Beatrice?
Possibly, yeah.
Because they got into a bit of hat trouble in 2011, she and her sister Eugenie.
Why?
Well, because they wore those ridiculously awful hats.
Oh, no, they were nice, them hats, very fashionable. Is it Eugenie? I always thought it was Eugene.
Eugene?
Yeah.
It's definitely not Eugene.
Is it Eugenie?
It's Eugenie.
A lot of
people say Eugenie.
I've always read it as Eugene.
No, that's a boy's name. Like Eugene O'Neill.
Yeah, but so Jordan's bisexual.
I'm sorry? unisex.
Honestly, if you've never had a gin and Debonair, we're too in and they get you so pissed and silly.
We've had 8 measures of Debonair.
If you've got your mates coming round, it's the best drink. They just get you so giddy and pissed.
And what I like about Debonair is it's a bit upmarket.
It was till I started drinking it.
Yeah, well, it used to be. No, look, Beatrice in Kensington, let's deal with your question.
Yeah, sorry.
Personally, if this is the Beatrice I think it might be, wear a proper hat.
Yeah.
Don't wear something ridiculous.
Hear, hear.
Wear something sensible. Make us all remember you for the right reasons. Because it is after Easter in Britain, it means that ladies should wear straw hats, not fabric hats. And you only wear your hat up until 6 o'clock in the evening. After that, it is tiara time.
Oh. Yeah. See, this is what we say in his etiquette expert.
Thank you very much, yes. But the wedding breakfast, as it were, after the service will finish well in time of 6 o'clock, and those that are going to the evening reception, which will start after 6 o'clock, there'll be a complete change of clothes. It'll probably be black tie, and you won't wear hats or indeed tiaras for that.
So there's a costume change, which is hard work. So everybody gets changed.
Yeah.
Including Meghan and Harry.
Yes.
Okay. They have to take the hats off in church, though, when they're inside.
No.
Well, you said last week in the podcast you've got to
take the
hat off.
Men do.
Oh.
But not ladies.
Oh, right.
Because a lady's hat is part of her whole ensemble.
Yeah.
A gentleman's hat is an accessory. But most gentlemen don't really bother with hats for morning dress because, as I say, you have to take them off inside. It's a bit of a faff.
Do you know a pregnant lady can still pee in a policeman's hat? I seen it on QI a few weeks ago.
It's an old law that's still in.
Make sure I include that in my classes.
Question. Kanye West, going back to his question.
Yeah.
If you're a guest, can you shake Harry's hand and stuff and say congratulations?
If Prince Harry's hand is offered first, yes.
Like the Queen, you never shake her hand.
Yes, if you are subordinate to Prince Harry, and most people are.
Yeah.
Then, yes.
Subordinate as in...
So what?
Subordinate. What did you say?
Subordinate.
Subordinate. Does that mean below him?
Yes.
That's horrible. Don't say that.
It's true.
Yeah, I reckon Harry wouldn't like that. Harry would be like, right, Paul, thanks for coming. Come here. Come here, mate.
Stop touching me.
Rub your head. I hate to name drop here, and this is how, you know...
It's another story of you meeting a dead royal.
She just came to me in a dream. You can tell we've been friends for a long time because I recently interviewed Shawn Mendes and gave him some advice.
Did you?
Because he was performing for the Queen.
You gave Shawn Mendes royal advice?
I did, honestly. And I was like, he was like, he's saying he's really nervous, but he's Canadian and stuff.
Oh, yes, because he performed at the 92nd birthday.
He did. So I said to him, like, don't worry, just bow from the neck down. I said, don't put your hand out to her, let her put your hand out to you. I can't remember what other advice.
Do you think Shawn Mendes took any notice of what you were saying?
He did, because he asked me afterwards when we were off air. I said, it's ma'am as in ham, not mom as in jam. It's mama's in ham.
Not mama's in farm.
Not mama's in farm. No, they don't say farm. There's an advisor. Oh, is that what they say?
Anything that rhymes with mom.
Right. Anyway.
Farm.
So, I know a few royal protocols. My, believe it or not, my dad and grandma and mum have met the Queen.
Have they?
The royal
no,
family.
No, I believe that.
My dad's met her twice. He served in the Queen's Lancashire Regiment. My grandma's met her a few times. My dad was on a course at Sandhurst and had a wee next to Prince Harry, but I don't know if that's true. He says it is. So my dad was doing some training at Sandhurst when he was there, but this is the same guy that's known to bullshit a bit, so don't quote me on that. Next question.
Okay, this question is from Jordan. Do you reckon they'll take card at the wedding reception? I normally try and make do without cash, but it'd be a disaster if I only had enough money for a couple of JD and Cokes. Can I just ask, are you going to the wedding?
Right, first of all, I don't drink JD and Coke, it's common.
Are you going to the wedding?
No, I'm not going to the wedding. Why would I write a letter? No, okay.
Because if you are, I'm worried.
Right.
Not just for you, but for the British monarchy in general.
Okay.
You could do more damage than Wallis Simpson.
For anybody that doesn't know, she was the American that nearly ruined the monarchy.
The last American that tried to marry and got barred.
Anyway, I'm going. He listens to the show that I do. He's a big fan.
What, this show?
No.
Your other job?
My other job. He's a big fan. And he got in touch. He's like, Jordan, me and the chaps... want to know if he calls me North, because that's what posh people do that went to public school. They call each other by their surnames. Oh, Hanson, how are you, old bugger? North, I'd love for you to come to the wedding. Good shindig. Bring your best jokes, your top hat. No, I'm not really being invited to the wedding.
Yeah, in answer to this Jordan's question, whether it's this Jordan or another Jordan, it's the sort of wedding where, it really smart weddings, the guests don't need to pay for anything.
I wish I was going. Is it a free bar?
Yeah.
I went to an American wedding and it was a free bar. I can't remember getting home. Honestly, because Americans are like that. They all pay, don't they, for the daughter's wedding. And it was a free bar. I was on bloody double Jameson's, Guinness. It was in Dublin. It was my mate who I went to uni with. He married an American girl. And free bar? Oh, I wish I was going. No wonder that's bollocks to you lining the throne and all that. There's not as many people going because it's a free bar, because the more people go, the more expensive it's going to be. That's what it is. Don't give me all your bull about it being because they're keeping it low scale. They're trying to keep costs down. Next question.
Well, no, that's it.
Is that it?
We are finished.
Oh, I feel like we've covered it. Are we done?
Yeah, finished.
Jordan,
read it. Don't throw it.
Oh, yeah, no, I've got to read that bit. Oh, I'm going to turn it back. Is that so? No more questions?
No. So, William. Oh. No, other side.
No, it's...
So, William.
So, William.
Yes.
What would you say to someone who was lucky enough to get an invite to the wedding, William?
Well, Jordan, I would say if you're in ever in doubt as to how to behave, just sort of watch to see what other people are doing around you. Look to people that are perhaps a bit more attuned to how to behave at these sort of things and just enjoy it at the end of the day. You're very lucky to have been invited.
I concur.
And Jordan, what have you learnt in this episode about attending a royal wedding?
Do you know what? I always take the mick out of you, and you know I love you to bits.
Yeah.
And, oh God, can't you tell the beer's talking?
Is not talking.
The gin's talking.
The Debonair.
And I always take the mick out of you. I love you to bits. Actually learnt loads today. Like, this is what I find about William. He's very interesting. Like, what you were saying before about hats and stuff, I found that very
Now you know what hat to wear.
Now I know what hat to wear. I've also learnt that even the royals can only invite so many people to a wedding to keep costs down. They've got a free bar, you know. So if you're listening now and you're stressing because you can't invite your cousin that you've not really seen for 2 years, don't worry about it. Harry and Meghan aren't even invited Donald Trump. So we've all got these difficult decisions to make.
We all have our crosses to bear.
Exactly. Don't forget, if you want our help with something, then you can tweet us at @sextedmyboss. You can email help@sextedmyboss.com, or you can write to William Hanson, who promises a handwritten reply in his own letterhead of paper. The address is on the website, sextedmyboss.com. Have you actually replied to any letters yet?
Every single handwritten letter that we have got, I have replied to.
And I know we mentioned it before, but seriously, the messages and ratings that you've been giving us has been very overwhelming.
Yes, and let's just have a pause in this podcast, because if you're listening on a very popular platform to listen to podcasts, all you need to do is you just need to just scroll down a bit and go onto the store. And if you just scroll down again, there it says give us a rating and out of 5 stars. So just let's just have a pause now for you to do that.
Yeah, that's really good.
Thank you very much.
If you do that now, give us a rating. William's promised to gatecrash the wedding in a Borat.
No,
thong.
I have not. In a what?
A Borat thong. That's not written in there. I've just put it
in a what?
Do you know what a Borat thong is?
A Borat thong.
William has promised to gatecrash the wedding in a Borat thong. If you do give us a 5-star rating after this episode, we do love reading your kind words. Thank you very much. William is going to end the podcast by podcast. I need a coffee. He's going to end the podcast by saying,
God save the Queen.
Next time on Help, I Sexted My Boss.
I had to phone my mother one Saturday when I was at school. I said, Mummy, I need my blazer for cricket. And she thought, oh, my darling, he's been selected. He's been selected for the cricket team. And she said, are you doing cricket this afternoon? I said, yes, I've been chosen to serve the teas.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.